When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another episode. Got an email at eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com for someone that is interested in getting their career started in clinical research. And they wanted to know if they should move to New Jersey to get started in clinical research / the pharmaceutical industry. And well, I'm going to just go ahead and get into it and read their email. So what they messaged in was, "Hi, my name is blank, and I recently discovered your YouTube channel a few weeks ago and watched some of your YouTube video content. Super helpful," in parentheses. So if you guys aren't listening on YouTube or haven't subscribed yet, please go ahead and subscribe on YouTube. Also hit that like button to show support for the channel. That really, really helps us in the algorithm and gets more people to see my episodes. So if you would do that right now, if you're listening on YouTube, I would thank you very much. She continues on, "I've always been interested in clinical research, but I feel now more than ever I want to further my career in this field. I currently live in Indianapolis, Indiana." Great place. Love that downtown area in Indianapolis. One of my favorite places. There's a place I like, Mesh on Mass Avenue, I think. One of my favorite restaurants. Go check it out. So shout out to them. I'm reaching out to you in hopes... missed a sentence. She said, "I currently live in Indianapolis, Indiana, but want to relocate to New Jersey," which is her hometown. "I'm reaching out to you in hopes that you could give me some pointers and suggestions on how to apply to clinical research careers within the pharmaceutical industry. Will you be willing to look over my resume for any feedback that you may have?" So yes, guys, a lot of people ask me to look over their resumes. I do have the resume review program, so ask about that if you're interested in having your resume reviewed by me. I go line by line through your resume, and you can. There's different packages, but you can hear me, see me, go through your resume. And the benefit of that is you get to see what I think about each sentence that you have in your resume, what your strengths, what your weaknesses are on your resume, and we'll work to improve your strengths and turn your weaknesses into strengths. Not to mention, there may be some important things for the clinical research field that you have forgotten to include in your resume, or things that you thought that weren't pertinent. And I kind of dig deep and kind of read between the lines and see what those things might be. Not to mention, there's a lot of terminology and experience that you may have that can translate well into clinical research. So I also help you in translating that to get more attention on your resume from hiring managers and people that would be reading your resume. So if you're interested in that, email me, eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. Super, super helpful. So let's go ahead and answer her question. So yes, I think that's a very interesting question because New Jersey just happens to be the home of pharma companies. So I'm gonna go onto Google, and when I type in an article, there's a whole list of pharmaceutical companies that pop up in New Jersey. So I didn't actually know this, but the state is the fourth smallest state by area, but the 11th most populous. So it has 8.92 million residents, which is a lot for such a small state. But New Jersey is actually known as the medicine chest of the world. So it's home to 14 of the world's 20 largest pharmaceutical companies, including Novartis, Merck, Johnson & Johnson, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Novo Nordisk, Bayer. So that's just 14 of 20. So, and there's a whole bunch of smaller ones too that live there. So New Jersey is a great place, probably the best place to live if you want to work for a pharmaceutical company. So you can just type in, you know, list of pharmaceutical companies in Google, and you could see a list of places that you should definitely apply to. So, you know, pharma is big business in New Jersey, so it's a great place to be. I'm actually really glad you asked that question. So as far as tips and getting in, guys, I've covered this a bunch of times on the channel. My tips don't really change depending on where you live. Obviously, it's going to be a lot easier if you're living in a place like New Jersey because there's so many companies there. There's so many opportunities there. to get in, or a place like Connecticut. But my tips don't change if you live in New Jersey or if they live in Texas. You got to do the same thing. You got to put in the work. You've got to apply aggressively. You've got to update your resume. You've got to work on your interview skills. This industry is incredibly, incredibly competitive. So you're going to have to work. So my tips are the same, but you did a good job reaching out and wanting to get your resume reviewed by me. That's the first start. You want to make sure you have a really, really solid resume, because now more than ever, the field is going to be increasingly competitive. So you just want to make sure your resume is good. And then you want to apply. Once we're done tweaking it and getting it to where it is, the next step, you know, your resume is done. The next step is to apply. So you got to apply, and you got to apply to a lot of jobs. I say to shoot for 200. So once you shoot for that 200 mark, once you've hit that 200 mark, you should have a bunch of interviews lined up. So then you got to work on your interview game. I also offer interview preparation to get you to where you need to be. For the interview, because it's going to be very, very competitive now. So then once you have your interview and you knock out the interview, then you have a job. So it's those three simple steps. And I think people get discouraged early. You know, they apply to 10 jobs, they don't hear back, or they apply to 20 jobs, they get rejected from 10 and don't hear back from the other 10. And they're like, well, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? The answer 80% of the time is to apply to more jobs. Once you have your resume in good foundation, because you're not going to interview until after you've been accepted for an interview or once you've been invited. So you can actually work on the interview stuff a little bit later. And even with my interview prep that I offer, you know, I'm interviewing with people the day before the interviews or a few days before the interview. You can schedule that pretty quickly. But as far as the resume goes, you want to make sure that's good to go before you really even start applying. So, you know, those are the simple steps, guys. It's that simple. You want to get your resume right. You want to apply over and over again. And applying, it comes with a few different steps in there. So you go on Indeed. One tip I talk about a lot is go onto these individual companies' websites. So a place like Merck, you want to go on their website and apply, as well as apply through Indeed. But they update jobs a lot of times faster on their websites than they do Indeed. So you go on there, you apply fast, and you do it over and over again. You reach out to recruiters on LinkedIn. You apply with recruiters on LinkedIn. And if you don't hear anything back in a few days to a week, you follow up with them saying, hey, just want to make sure you got my application. Hey, just want to make sure you received my resume. And you do that. You rinse and repeat over and over again until you get interviews. Now, if you're not getting any interviews, you've applied to 100 jobs, you're not getting any interviews, a recruiter hasn't even called you back, then that's when you want to say, okay, maybe I need to go look at my resume again and see what's going on here. But you should start seeing some progress the more you apply. So you just want to keep doing that, keep working the system, and keep working it, guys. It's that simple. So if you want to go check out some more of my episodes on the channel about getting into clinical research, I've done them a lot. I've talked about my favorite entry-level jobs. That's a popular episode. I've talked about plenty of times how to get into clinical research. But I'm going to keep talking about it because a lot of people have these questions. So thank you so much for your question. If you guys have any questions of yourself, you can email me, eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. Take care, guys.